Module 5. Listening Comprehension. Exercise 1, page 158. 1.
So, George, did you enjoy the trip to the zoo?
Yes, I did, sir. It was really great.
Well, why don't you tell the rest of the class what it is you liked about the zoo?
First of all, it was a completely new experience. I'd never seen wild animals before, only on TV. I was surprised by how big some of them were, especially the elephants.
Which was your favourite, George?
Oh, that's a difficult question, because I thought all the animals were fantastic. The elephants were good, and the monkeys were very funny. But I think the best animal I saw was the tiger. They're fascinating and very beautiful.
Did you learn anything today at the zoo?
I learned lots of things. Did you know that bats are mammals, but they have wings and can fly? They sleep upside down too.
That's very interesting, George. You can go back to your desk now. So, George, did you enjoy the trip to the zoo?
Yes, I did, sir. It was really great.
Well, why don't you tell the rest of the class what it is you liked about the zoo?
First of all, it was a completely new experience. I'd never seen wild animals before, only on TV. I was surprised by how big some of them were, especially the elephants.
Which was your favourite, George?
Oh, that's a difficult question, because I thought all the animals were fantastic. The elephants were good, and the monkeys were very funny. But I think the best animal I saw was the tiger. They're fascinating and very beautiful.
Did you learn anything today at the zoo?
I learned lots of things. Did you know that bats are mammals, but they have wings and can fly? They sleep upside down too.
That's very interesting, George. You can go back to your desk now.
2.
I've always been a strong swimmer. My mum first took me into the sea when I was still a baby, and by the time I was 5, I could swim the length of a swimming pool. My family and I always go on holidays by the sea so that we can swim and go diving. It's great being underwater and seeing all the fascinating sea creatures. It can be a bit strange being underwater in the beginning, but you soon get used to it. The only time I've been really scared in the water was when we were on holiday last summer. My sister and I had gone on a boat trip and we decided to have a swim. We'd been in the water for only a few minutes when my sister screamed and then disappeared under the water. I had to dive under the water and then drag her back to the boat. She had a big red rash where a jellyfish had stung her. It wasn't very serious, but it gave her quite a shock. I've always been a strong swimmer. My mum first took me into the sea when I was still a baby, and by the time I was 5, I could swim the length of a swimming pool. My family and I always go on holidays by the sea so that we can swim and go diving. It's great being underwater and seeing all the fascinating sea creatures. It can be a bit strange being underwater in the beginning, but you soon get used to it. The only time I've been really scared in the water was when we were on holiday last summer. My sister and I had gone on a boat trip and we decided to have a swim. We'd been in the water for only a few minutes when my sister screamed and then disappeared under the water. I had to dive under the water and then drag her back to the boat. She had a big red rash where a jellyfish had stung her. It wasn't very serious, but it gave her quite a shock.